Let's put a smile on that face.
Thank you. This week's episode, the main theme is going to be sleep deprivation. In that, I was up all night at the Dark Knight premiere last night, which you got to go see. You just have to go fucking see. Go right now. Don't even do this. Stop listening to this. Go see the Dark Knight. I mean, seriously, turn this off. Don't even listen to the rest. Fuck me. This isn't entertainment. That is entertainment. You need to go see that. Highly, highly recommended. So, did that. Stayed up all night. Slept about an hour this morning. Went to work. And I'm back. And here's this week's show, titled Sleep Deprivation. You've already heard a few tracks. Go back and see what you heard. Abe Vigoda with Gallup. Little Fyodor and Babushka with Get That Song Out of My Head. And you just heard a band called X-IN, or Xin, and just the name of the song was X408. A lot of really cool, interesting shit I found this week, so lay back, have fun, and just anything you want to hear, as always, just hit the MySpace page. See ya.
I can hear him. He's breathing. He's sitting on my chair. There's a man in my room. I can sense him. Don't tell me that he isn't there. There's a man in my room. I can smell him. All tobacco and beer and sweat. There's a man in my room. I can feel him. And I'm not letting go of him yet.
Yeah. get across an immense ethereal gulf. Minds that are to our minds, powers that are the beasts of the jungle. Intellects, vast, cool, and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word, just by its sound, can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. Fuck, as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word fricken, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories, as a transitive verb, for instance, John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks. Its meaning's not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And, as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers. As you must realize, there aren't too many words with the versatility of fuck, as in these examples describing situations such as fraud, I got fucked at the used car lot, dismay, aw, fuck it, trouble, I guess I'm really fucked now, aggression, don't fuck with me, buddy, difficulty, I don't understand this fucking question, inquiry, who the fuck was that, dissatisfaction, I don't like what the fuck is going on here, incompetence, he's a fuck-off. Dismissal. Why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you!
Thank you. sitting there but moving around. Suppose there's some things you forget how to do, like riding a bike or tying a shoe. You don't have to stop.
DJ, it's just like being a witch doctor. Stay with me. I'm going to try to push this analogy out. In that, it's something that you just don't see much of anymore. There aren't DJs anymore. And in the same way, there's not witch doctors anymore. But a good DJ, or any DJ, let alone good, performs the same anthropological role as the ancient witch doctor or shaman, if you will, in that he moves things around. He takes things that are, you wouldn't think together, certain berries, twigs, fruits, nuts, bones, what have you, puts them together, says some words, and creates magic. It's just like that when you're a DJ. And both things are total bullshit. And that's another way they're exactly alike. We'll be right back.
helped your unbelief.
Oh, yes. Yes, I believe. I believe in death. I believe in disease. I believe in injustice and inhumanity and torture and anger and hate. I believe in murder. I believe in pain. I believe in cruelty and infidelity. I believe in slime and stink and in every crawling, putrid thing, every possible ugliness and corruption, you son of a bitch!
Guilty! Sit up there! The ones of hate! Let shift there! Fucking kids! Just stay fair, go straight to the street! If you dare, I don't matter! You don't matter! Let me walk through Gotham of guilty! I'll pay for what is wrong! I need the perfect storm! My life, a simple fate! To understand, and just insane! I don't matter! You don't matter! Let me walk through Gotham of guilty!
Certain citizens who were persona non grata elsewhere in the area because of their disgusting and disquieting performances. One was known as Bare Ass Annie. She had an auxiliary asshole in the middle of her forehead like a baneful bronze eye. Another was a scorpion from the neck down. He had retained the human attribute of voice, was given to revolting paroxysms of self-pity and self-disgust, during which he had threatened to kill himself by a sting in the back of his neck. He never threatened anyone else, though his sting would have caused instant death. Spare Ass Annie. Another, and by far the most detrimental, was like a giant centipede, but terminated in human legs and lower abdomen. Sometimes he walked half erect, his centipede body swaying ahead of him. At other times he crawled, dragging his human portion as an awkward burden. He was known as Centipeter because he was continually making sexual advances to anyone he could corner. That anyone who passed out was subject to wake up with centipede in his bed. One degenerate hermaphrodite known as Fish Cunt Sam claimed he was the best lay in town. Besides, he's a perfect gentleman in every sense of the word. He's kind and good, which means nothing to the likes of you. Spare Ass Annie. These creatures had developed in the region where the priests carried out strange rites. They built boxes from moist, fresh bones of healthy ewes, captives from neighboring tribes. Pregnant women were placed in the boxes and left on the peak for a period of 3 hours. Often the women died, but those who survived usually produced monsters. The priests considered these monstrosities a way of humiliating the human race before the gods, in the hope of diverting their anger. These horrible freaks were highly prized, and they lived in the temple. The women who gave birth to the most monsters received gold stars, which they were authorized to wear on ceremonial occasions. Once a month, they held a great festival in which everyone gathered in a round stone temple, open at the top, and prostrated themselves on the floor, assuming the most disgusting and degraded positions possible, so that the gods would see they were not attempting to elevate themselves above their station. The habit of living in filth and humiliation finally occasioned a plague, a form of acute leprosy that depopulated the area. The surviving freaks, who seemed immune to the plague, I decided to receive as an object lesson in how far human kicks can go.
Called Crazy with Insert Coin Please. Before that you heard famous Reverend William S. Burroughs, Obscene Gesture. Before that, Nuke and the Living Dead, Vest with Hood, some local stuff from here where I live in Chattanooga. Also from around the Chattanooga area, the Regal Beagles with a song about Der Hasselhoff, Louis Mackey, Hibachi Kojak, Granarchist, The Curtains, Eclectic Bastards. You'll find all these people on the MySpace page. Look them up. Be their friends. Some really good shit out there, folks. And some really good shit to come up with.
To the the early days of our administration, Nancy has been using marijuana on a daily basis, and her personal observations and efforts have given her such dramatic insights that I wanted her to share them with you this evening. Thank you.
Casey Day. No idea what that means, but awesome. Happy Casey Day, everybody. Before that, Ubnostic, and I don't remember the name of that song. Just check them out. Go to their page. Pretty well everything this week was stuff I found on MySpace. Let me double check that. Yes, other than the parts where I'm talking, that won't be on MySpace until I upload it. In the form of Episode 7, which was sleep deprivation. Hopefully I do better when I'm sleep deprived. It's kind of like I can only play pool when I'm really, 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 really drunk. So, see how this went. If you liked it, let me know. And if not, then you can go to hell.